I'm just not going to have a man's baby just to have a man's baby. If a man wants me to have his baby, I have two requirements. You're going to get a tattoo of my face on your body because it's a body for a body. My body's going to change forever. Your body's going to change forever. And my push present is either a car or a house, preferably both. But I definitely want a tattoo of my face on the father of my child's body, preferably his stomach, because my stomach is going to look different after a baby. So your stomach should look different too.
You're smoking crack. Stop.
How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
Leave it to Jackie Boy to outline my process so beautifully. The bar for modern women has become so incredibly low these days that I don't even think South Park's James Cameron could drag it up. From where I'm sitting, the past of female de-evolution can really be summed up into three stages. 1. Celebrate me for being an ineffective wife. 2. Celebrate me for breathing air properly without a ventilator. And 3. Celebrate me for simply existing. But now we've entered stage 4. Forget wifely duties, functionality, and existence. There's a new game in town, and they're getting characteristically loud about it. In 2024, Western women want to be celebrated for their failures. When they swipe their way into a rubberless Chatter Tyrone's bed that apparently warrants a trophy, if they ruin a perfectly normal marriage, they deserve compensation. If they had a child they'd never planned for and kept information from the man, well, damn it, the system better prop them up because they're a martyr on par with patron saints. Before we go on with the video, let me get to the comment of the day real quick. Shout out to Megabytes, who shared, "Good men are avoiding Western-minded women. It's the safest and most logical option. It's like going to defuse a bomb that isn't even affecting anyone. You're just choosing to put yourself at risk." So anyway, please don't forget to reach out to my email to claim your $5. As always, guys, I'll be picking one comment from each video. Could be the funniest, could be the most liked, or just one that stuck out to me. So don't forget to leave a comment, and you could be tomorrow's winner, guys. So be sure to hit that like and sub button too, as the support means so much to me, guys. So now let's get right back into the video.
Embrace your masculinity.
Honestly, whatever mirror these chicks have installed in their homes needs to be thoroughly evaluated. Case and point.
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you guys want an average guy? Here's the issue, right? Average women don't want average guys because they think that they're not average. They think that they're above average. How's that going to translate in the dating marketplace? You have average women that are going to be chasing after either exceptional or above average men. They're going to curve men who are average, who are actually on their level. That's why you get caught up with boys and in situationships and a guy never committing to you or a guy who's cheating on you because you're shooting out of your league. So if you think you're a 10, surely you must deserve a 10. You're going to chase after Chad. You're going to spend your 20s with a bunch of dudes. You're never going to like actually get into a proper monogamous relationship. You'd rather have the divided attention of a hyper attractive guy than actually have commitment from like an average dude because you think you're above average. That's the problem in the dating marketplace.
For the most part, this argument is irrefutable. The only thing I'd add is that when it comes to the West, the average man is comparatively above average. Let's play with this concept with another car scenario. Say, I go to the dealership with an annual salary of about 55K. I've been saving up and I just want a reliable whip that can help me commute to my job. When I'm greeted by the salesman, he takes me to a room with two Toyota Corollas with the same price tag. It's a pretty solid car for the most part. That is pretty much what I described in an email before heading over. When I walk up to each vehicle, I notice some distinct differences though. One has almost zero mileage and looks like it just came out of the factory. It has all the bells and whistles and that new car smell. The other one smells like it just came out of a fish market. The The left headlight is busted, the passenger seat's missing, the tires have no treads, and when I take a look at the odometer, it shows 412,500 miles. So I ask the salesman what he's been huffing on and question why he would even dare to put these rides next to each other in the first place. He explains to me that they're the same make and model, so I shouldn't concern myself about choice. Technically, I could just put a blindfold on and point in a direction and the outcome would be the same. Well, there are only two outcomes that make sense here. Either I'm walking out and never coming back, or I'm going somewhere where I can make sure the offer is real. It's as simple as that. For men, the value hasn't dropped at all, really. Remove the simps and you have a demographic that vastly exceeds expectations, working multiple jobs with plenty of money in the bank. While the modern woman looks a lot more like this.
Okay, repeat after me. In a relationship, I will never again settle for mixed messages, abusive behavior, gaslighting, indifference, indirectness, dishonesty, disrespect, coldness, passive-aggressive behavior, disinterest in meeting my needs, being strung along, doing all the emotions.
Yeah, those words mean nothing.
I need to know specifically, what group of women are outpacing men? Who are you referring to?
Women in general, because we're outpacing men and
you're not outpacing
college
men.
Degree.
You're, okay, well, college degree. No, ma'am. You're not outpacing men in productive college degrees. You're outpacing men in humanities, not in the things that society runs on. Science, engineering, technology, and math. You are not. Ma'am, stop lying. That is simply not true. You are not outpacing men in STEM.
Maybe.
There's no maybe. Bridges are built by engineers, not by bakers. You get sick and break your leg. Do you want a hairstylist or do you want a medical doctor?
A medical doctor.
Then act like a medical doctor matters. Would you live on the 70th floor of a building built by a females only?
Yeah.
Congratulations, but where are they?
They're not around.
Because they don't do the work, ma'am. And there's nothing keeping women from doing the work.
I'd say this isn't rocket science, but we all know even that would be giving Western women too much credit. The system constructed for these chicks is no different from bumper bowling. It doesn't matter how horrible the performance may be because the illusion allows them to avoid the facts. Facts that every guy has to accept by the time they reach their fifth year on this planet. By building such an efficient civilization, without encouraging universal strength, feminists have been able to play life on easy mode. Every mistake is rendered a success to them. With free rein to litigiously and socially destroy anything they don't understand, they continue to find ways to bring us back into the Stone Age. As Kevin states, women go to college, ride the carousel, and come out of it expecting a propagandistic image of men as well as a seat in the corner office. Their perception of value is so misshaped that they don't understand why the red carpet isn't rolled out for them when the 4 years of fun are over. Men, on the other hand, aren't attending these Western institutions nearly as often as they used to. They know that Western education encourages us to debase ourselves. Most state universities have mandatory classes that force men to recognize their supposed privilege while encouraging women to continue down a path that turns them into glorified escorts. The examples are all around us.
Oh, you need to be fair. You need to be fair. Like, I'm fair. I look good. I'm sexy. I'm hot. Like, I'm not going lower than my... I've got standards. I've got standards, bro. I've got standards.
Being in the army is worse than being on OnlyFans.
Wow.
You're selling your body to the government.
Classics are classics for a reason. I guess it's time to dive into this one again. Khalifa just might be the perfect example of what has become of Western women. The chick sold her soul to an industry that played her and did her best to turn it into a heroic sob story, like she was some kind of modern female Frodo Baggins who had to make adult films to save the world from the patriarchy. To no surprise to any of us, many of the institutions bought it hook, line, and sinker. But like the female empowerment media always does, they paraded her around for a few weeks to make a point, only to toss her to the side when the message confused mainstream audiences. The truth is, she, like any other lonely fans figure, hopping from podcast to podcast, trying to get paid by documenting her time on the meat wagon. When the money never rolled in, she felt cheated and used. Now, anybody the least bit curious can watch a rare case of the system doing what it's supposed to do, refusing to provide compensation to those who haven't truly earned it. She, and Jabba from the first clip, always start by telling the world they have standards. They wear their countless flops like badges of honors, only to be surprised when high-value males are nowhere to be found. Because according to Western movements, and the governments that continue to endorse them, everything should be working out just fine. But the learned traveler knows this is the only thing waiting on the other side.
How old are you, ladies?
30. 32. Okay.
At your age, do you feel like dating has become easier or harder for you?
It's honestly stupid.
What's the difference between now and then?
It's harder to meet people who have the same interests as you. Because as a woman, the older you get, the more serious you get.
Yeah.
But men don't match that energy.
Do you think it's because men are becoming more successful as they age and they have their pick of the litter?
No.
I think they're becoming stupider, to be honest.
Or do you think that they're just going for younger women?
I don't think it has anything to do with age.
No, I think it's that men have discovered that they don't need to try as hard to want to win a woman's heart. And it's sad because there are a lot of women out there who will settle for that, and that's fine. We won't settle for that. So if you don't bring your A game, you're just really not getting it. And by getting it, I mean like even the chance to just like take us out on a date.
Yeah.
Right. Taking you out on a date. Let's go with that. From what I can see, the only natural force remaining that reminds Western women of their true value is the wall. To me, it's kind of like the feminist rendition of Moby Dick, except replace Captain Ahab with a 29-year-old 304 and the giant whale with a 6'5 male making seven figures. These chicks will flaunt a bachelor's in basket weaving and a double-digit body count like they just created insulin. And for at least 15 years, the world corrupted by female empowerment messaging will greet them with open arms. However, one of the many errors with this logic is that time is not a factor, which when it comes to women in general, it very much is. They'll journey out into the streets for ages, hopping from Chad to Tyrone, and when the well runs dry, they try to make sense of it in their heads, claiming that it must be because there are no mature men left on Earth. As one of the Man Guide fans once said, single moms make single moms, or for a broader application, lonely women make lonely women. I think these next two clips highlight this perfectly.
I think the fucking reason why women get the responsibility of creating another life is because they can fucking do it all in a pair of heels. Bitch.
Shamaya. Oh, shit.
How many guys are you knocking down on spring break? Because it seems like you're just going wild.
She's going pretty
How
crazy.
How many guys you knocked down?
We lost out after like 12.
12 guys on spring break?
Yeah.
How many more guys you knocking down?
On a regular weekend, I'd probably say three.
Three guys a weekend?
Yeah.
Your father must be very proud. Oh, who am I kidding? He's definitely not even in the picture. This chick, like all the others shared, will go down the path I just described. In typical female fashion, because that's what it is, the fashion, women will cheer each other on as they become irreparable. Some who are less enlightened will ask, well, how are you supposed to compete with that? How can you possibly tell a woman that they're headed down the wrong path and expect things to change? Well, the answer is simple for us. You can't. Like I've said in past videos, there's no way to get a word in when the mob is shouting. These chicks have formed an impenetrable hive mind fueled by denial and Haagen-Dazs. Seriously, shooting yourself in the foot is a more profitable venture than choosing to be with a Western woman. At least in this silly scenario, you can heal and move on. With a woman, you'll end up losing half your savings and giving another chunk to whatever lawyer lucky enough to take the case. In other words, to finance or support the modern woman is to encourage what they mindlessly seek on a daily basis. Failure. It's going to that fictional dealership I described at the start. Picking the fishy Toyota Corolla with a busted headlight, sitting in the damp driver's seat, and taking it off the lot like it's a steal. The idea of doing such a thing is ludicrous, and real men know this. So we've stopped playing the game. Now, the same women who took advantage of masculinity without reciprocating sound a lot more like this.
No, because I'm actually fucking confused. Are you lot gay or am I fucking ugly? Because why on earth am I still single? And I know it's not the latter, so...
Precious!
Scream when you get what you want, scream when you don't. When it comes to the modern woman, the outcome is always the same. For 100 years, women in the West have corrupted their minds with unachievable fiction. They've banded together just long enough to propagate the lie that they can do anything man can do, reaching heights of delusion that they have now found ways to do it even better. The clear issue with this line of thinking is that a world without men is a world without training wheels. It's a world where chicks are left to their own devices, devices that they no longer know how to use. Instead, they frantically scramble around wondering why nothing works anymore. They go on their phones, as seen in these clips, showing a world filled with men who no longer present themselves like they did in the past, refusing to acknowledge that all good things come to those who actually work for it. The future is clear.
Nice to meet you.
You too. Sorry.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Tell me about this.
Okay. I'm Gabrielle. I do see you as a friend. No!
Justice served. Personally, that smile at the end gets me every time. Men, the points made here are simply an affirmation of the thoughts we've held for decades. Women in the West crave failure because now they are systematically rewarded for it. The difference is that now we are beginning to act independently. We can no longer sit back and watch as Western civilization collapses under the weight of this warped female liberation. Well, we can, but only because we found a way to repair it from a distance. From passport bros to straight-up monks, we've moved on to find environments that still understand that masculinity isn't just important, it's the only thing worth celebrating. It's a philosophy of behavior that celebrates struggle, as well as the deserved rewards that come out of it. There's no reason to share this wealth where it's undeserved. As always, I wish you tremendous success. Now it's your turn. What do you think? Let me know your thoughts in the comments section below. Remember that if you leave the best comment, you'll get $5. Thank you so much for watching. If you found value in this video, hit the like and subscribe buttons, ring the notification bell so you don't miss out on future uploads, drop a comment, and share it. See you in the next video. Till next time.